Okay, hello, welcome back to another episode of Gender Attack. I'm Morgan. Do you guys want to reintroduce yourselves?
Yeah, I'm AJ.
And I'm Tori.
And we're really tired this morning. Okay, so, you guys ready?
Yeah.
Sure.
Alright, so it's October. Popular holidays in October include Halloween, so we're gonna start off with some Halloween-related topics. Who wants to start, guy perspective or girl perspective?
I don't care.
You guys are killing me this morning. AJ, we're gonna start with you.
Okay.
Alright, so Halloween costumes for guys. You know, when you're little, you're always something trying to be tough, superhero, Pixar character. Let's start off with you in general. What was your favorite Halloween costume as a kid?
As a kid? I don't know. I was, like, really into cartoons and video games and stuff, so I'd pretty frequently, like, want to dress up as a character from them, but we never had a lot of money, so I never could make, like, a really solid costume. So, I really didn't dress up a lot for Halloween. I guess there was a couple times where I did, but they were, like, kind of minimal, last-minute put-together costumes. Like, I was a zombie one year.
Everybody was.
It was more about the candy and, like, walking around with my friends.
All right, so now you're 18, you're in college. We just had Halloween here yesterday. What's an ideal costume for a guy in college, do you think, for a party or anything?
I mean, anything you want, honestly. That's, like, the great thing about college is less people care, like, what you do with yourself. It's all about being, like, creative and expressing yourself, I think, so whatever, you know, interests you. If you want to go as an NFL player, then, you know, go all out. It's definitely something that you can't just kind of go halfway on. You have to go, as my old multimedia teacher used to say, you're either 100% in, you're 100% out for Halloween. So be the 100% in and really go crazy.
All right, Tori, over to you. Let's start off again with you in general. When you were little, what was your favorite Halloween costume?
I don't know if I had a favorite, but I remember I dressed up as, like, vampires and witches and stuff like that. But a lot of people dress up, like, girls dress up as, like, princesses, but vampires was where it was at.
All right, and now, again, we're all in college. What do you think, how does Halloween costumes change for girls once they get older, do you feel?
A lot of girls dress up for the sex appeal of it and to get attention, and a lot of costumes, maybe girls aren't necessarily trying to dress up like that, but a lot of costumes are tailored to that kind of appeal. So over time, like, when girls' images change, the stereotype for how you should dress for Halloween when you get older definitely changes in that respect.
All right, so moving off of costumes, but still, let's stay on Halloween. I like where this is going. When you're little for Halloween, you go out, you go around all the neighborhoods, and you go around and you trick-or-treat. Now, you're in college, you can't really do that. So, AJ, let's go back to the guy perspective again. How do you think, for guys, Halloween changes as they get older?
I think it just becomes more about, like, maybe just a good night with friends, or you go to a party and maybe you do the whole, like, group costume thing. Like, I don't know if anyone here has watched The Big Bang Theory, but they did the whole Justice League thing within their whole group of friends, and they went either to a costume contest. I think it was a costume contest on the show. But, I mean, there's no reason you couldn't go to, like, a party or just, like, have a night in and, like, order pizza and get some of that discount candy. But I would say that would be ideal for me. I don't know about other guys, but...
All right, Tori, how about you?
Well, okay, when we're younger, candy's the only thing that we care about. Well, let's be real. So when you're younger and you go out and you wear whatever costume that you want and you go out and you get candy, and then you reach the age of, like, middle school where it's not cool to dress up anymore. Well, not middle school. Okay, let's go with high school. High school, it's not that cool to dress up for Halloween anymore. And then you get to college age, and then you get to, like, young adult age, and you just really want to dress up again. I had this effect, too, because I didn't dress up for the past, like, 3 or 4 years. And then this year, I was like, I need a costume. I need Halloween in my life again.
So for those of you who weren't here, Tori made a fantastic penguin. AJ was an amazing waiter. Penguin. And I was a box.
Yeah.
So, yeah. All Alright, so do you guys, from either gender perspective, have any advice for anyone in college trying to figure out what they should do for Halloween?
If you're trying to figure out what you should do for Halloween, my first instinct was to go to inside jokes that I had with my friend. So the whole story was we were at Olive Garden. We were all dressed up for a ceremony we had just attended, and everyone called me a waiter because I looked like a waiter. So for Halloween, I decided to re-adorn that costume and polish it up a little bit, you know, have a pen, have a notepad to take your orders, slick the hair back, you know. I went the whole nine yards. But that's where I would draw a lot of inspiration, because then your friends are going to enjoy it, and you're going to enjoy it because it's just all about having a good time and maybe making your friends laugh.
Dory?
Well, I mean, going along with that, that's huge, but being original is, like, the best thing, because if you just go as, like, I went as vampires whenever I was, like, seven, but if you go as that now, you're just not trying. You're not trying at all. You have to be creative, and you have to... Nothing that's going to break the bank, just something that's fun and creative and original that's cheap, I guess. Goodwill's a good place to shop for, for sure.
All right, so I think we've covered as much Halloween as we can. So let's move on to some normal topics. Let's start off with an easy one. Let's start off with shopping. Girls always get the bad rap for being horrible with shopping, but AJ, what do you think?
I mean, if girls are horrible with shopping, then I guess you could just call me a girl, because I spend money like there's no tomorrow. It burns a hole in my pocket whenever I have it. So, yeah, it's really weird. I'll probably, like, get made fun of for saying this or whatever, but I love going shopping for clothes. Like, I'm so picky about what I wear, but... Like, that's why my mom hates going with me, because I never find anything that I like. But I just enjoy, like, that whole going out, trying to, like, imagine yourself in, like, a new look. And then shoes are pretty great, and I need more, but I don't have enough money for more. So, yeah, I probably sound like a girl, but whatever. So I think some guys are definitely into that whole thing. I mean, you take a look at, like, the sneakerheads, the ones that collect all, like, the basketball shoes, which there's nothing wrong with that, but... I think girls definitely get, like, a harder social judgment for that.
Treat yourself. That's the whole principle behind it. If you have the money and you have the time, and maybe you've had a rough week and you see something nice, I'm not saying that you should break the bank just to get a new t-shirt or something, but treat yourself if you deserve it, when you deserve it.
All right, well, now that we've established that, let's see. Going off a list of topics here. You know what? I'm going to go off a really weird topic here. I want you guys to bear with me. We're going to talk about colors. Since we were born, it's been identified that blue was a color for boys and pink was a color for girls.
That's dumb.
Yeah. How do you think, now we're in 2015, do you think that's changed at all?
Okay, personally, I've never liked the color pink.
Same.
I promise I have never liked the color pink. Everything I've ever had since I was young has been blue. Blue is my favorite color. That kind of gender specific, like, typical, it's just colors. It's not a big deal, but it's just a dumb stereotype.
Yeah, I would have to say the same thing. I think color comes, like, entirely down to opinion. Personally, I don't like pink, but I know guys that do like pink. Or salmon, or pinkish.
We're very anti-pinky.
Yeah, yeah, we hate pink. Pink should just, you know, leave the room. But I mean, I've always liked neutral colors or shades, I guess, because I like blacks and grays and whites. Those have always been, like, my favorite colors. But I mean, I guess if I had to go with colors, blue has always been a pretty good color with me. Green has been a good color with me. Never liked red. Red was too aggressive, but. Yeah, the
aggressive.
Whole... It wow. is. It's very aggressive. look it up. But
I actually read
yeah, that. There's a... So it was just like, it's all about opinion, like the whole gender thing.
Now we have those guys running around their shirts say, like, tough guys wear pink and all that
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, that's... Yeah.
I hate those shirts, but whatever. All right, I think we should take a break, and then we'll be right back with some more topics. See you then.
here on RMU Radio.
All right, well, we're back. I think we're a little bit more awake. I don't know.
No.
Not really.
Okay, never mind. We are not. Okay, so we still got a few minutes left. Let's find another fun topic. Getting dressed up. It seems like the stereotype still seems to be that girls, like, prefer to get dressed up more than guys do, and that they always have to wear dresses, but, like, I don't know. How do you feel about that?
I think it goes along the same line as treat yourself. Like,
okay.
If you want to dress up, then dress up. Dressing up is basically about feeling good about yourself or for others, but basically why you dress up is to make yourself feel good. So it's about treating yourself and having, like, that own self-respect, and it's a choice that you make to feel good.
Yeah, I guess in regards to dressing up, women tend to do it a little bit more. I don't know. I was on a sports team, and every time we had a game, we would dress up. So I'm, like, no stranger to dressing up a lot. But I don't know. I feel like I like to dress up sometimes. Like, I won't go crazy, but, like, I like to look nicer, I guess. I like that whole, like Tori said, the whole thing, self-confidence, all that. That was really nice. But otherwise, it's not. I think it can go like both ways. I've seen guys dress up a lot. Like, I went to high school with a kid that dressed up every day. He wore a shirt and tie.
Wow, really?
He wore a shirt and tie
every single day.
So it's not just girls that like to dress up.
I mean, that's funny, though, because you said you were on a sports team and you had to dress up. I was also on a sports team, and we had to do the opposite of that and wear, like, our track, not our track suits. I wasn't in track, but our uniforms.
Please be in track, Tori. Please join the track team.
I don't know how well that would go.
No. no, but we had to wear our uniforms. We didn't dress up. We dressed up once, and all of our girls hated it, so
we alternated, so we would go, for home games, we would always dress up. And for away games, we would always wear our away jerseys.
Our boys team did, too. But we never did. We always dressed up in, like, our team uniforms.
I don't know. I feel like girls have a lot more options when it comes to dressing up. Guys kind of just have, like, your dress slacks and a shirt and tie. Maybe, like, a sport coat if they have one. Like, I don't have one, so I never wear one. But, like, girls, they could go with, like, dresses. They could also do the whole dress slacks with a sport coat kind of thing. There's, like, tons of fancy-looking shirts they have. I guess guys can go with, like, vests. I always forget about the vest. But
I love vests. I think they're fantastic.
I feel like we get the girls get a bad rap for that, though, because a lot of girls like wearing sweatpants, as I am currently. A lot of them don't like, a lot of them, us, don't like dressing up, even when we're given the choice to, even if you want to, like, feel good about yourself.
Especially
insert air quotes.
College.
Yeah. Yeah, no, like, if someone passed me in pajamas, I'd look at that person and say, that's a smart person. Like, you are so smart. I would never consider them, like, ill-dressed or, like, a bum.
Yeah, I would say the pressure's definitely on girls there to, like, dress up more and not, like, tend to bum days so much. But I love bum days, so I rarely ever dress up.
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
We got a good crew here.
Oh, we have a fantastic
lot of variety.
Crew. All right, well, I think we're out of time. How do you guys think we did?
We survived.
We did.
We did live.
All right, well, we'll be here every Friday at 11 with our tired looks on our faces that you can't see. But thank you for listening to Gender Attack on RMU Radio, your campus, your voice.